Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Wednesday morning here on KSJE. That means once again, time for our weekly lesson about life in the sandbox, the place that we all share. So we bring in Ron Price to give us some good words of advice about living life in the sandbox, because here he is, and he's written a couple of books about it. Actually, more than a couple.
Three.
Yeah. So welcome.
On my way to a total of three.
All right. Well, and counting.
I think my book writing days are behind me. But, you know, real quick, we don't often talk about the sandbox. What's the sandbox got to do with anything? My books are Play Nice in Your Sandbox at Work, Play Nice in Your Sandbox at Home, Play Nice in Your Sandbox at Church. And again, life is a sandbox. We got to learn how to play together. We got to learn how to share our toys. We got to live out lessons we were supposed to have learned decades ago for some of us.
True.
That's the sandbox.
So, and that's why you're here.
We talk about today, Scott?
Every week. This week, I think we are going to talk about the word commitment.
It's a scary
and maybe
word.
Not the word, but the actual concept.
The concept. It's a scary word to many, and that's a shame, because commitment is a wonderful quality of a happy sandbox existence, if you will. But I wanted to point out, before I forget, there's a guy named Scott Stanley. He's a research professor, a sociologist at the University of Denver.
Marriage, I like him already.
Yeah.
Got a great
Marriage
name.
And Family Studies Department. Stanley is a great
name. Yes. Yes.
So is Scott. Yes, he is. No, he's a good man. He's a gifted speaker and great researcher. And he's one of my favorite people in the field. But he wrote a book on the power of commitment. He talks about two kinds of commitment, and that's what I really want to focus on today. There's dedication commitment and constraint commitment. Dedication commitment, Scott, is whatever the relationship is. Again, if it's a personal at home, or it's a work relationship, or wherever, professional relationship, there's dedication commitment, which means, you know what, I'm happy. I enjoy working with you. I enjoy living with you. I enjoy looking to serve you well. You're serving me well. We're meeting each other's needs. This is a good relationship. You bet I am. I am dedicated. I am committed to this relationship. That's a good kind of commitment to have, isn't it, Scott?
Right. I would agree. There, or else I'd be talking to myself every Wednesday.
There you go. There's also what he calls constraint commitment. And this is what I want to make sure people know about. It made a huge difference in my life. Constraint commitment is, you know what, I'm not happy here. I don't like working here anymore. I feel like I'm not treated right. I feel like, I'm pulling my weight, others aren't. I don't want to live here anymore. My needs aren't being met. I'm not getting treated. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
All right.
But, boy, what if I left? What if I left? What would happen to the kids? What would family say? What would happen to this workplace? What would happen to the clients or customers that I formed a relationship with? Those kind of constraints, we need them in place, Scott, because in any relationship, there's likely going to come times where one or more are going to say, you know what, this isn't working right now. I think I could do better. That constraint commitment, if you consider the alternatives, might be enough to motivate you to make things better and get to a place where you're back in dedication commitment. Is this making sense, Scott?
It is. Right.
Can you think of a way that it might apply in our listeners' minds? Put you on the spot here, Mr. Radio host.
Wow.
I know.
I think a lot of relationships probably fail because maybe that's kind of seen as the easy way out than sticking to it. Mm-hmm. the term for better for worse comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe some folks aren't willing to work through the worst to get back to the better.
Yeah, that's perfect, Scott. No, I put, ladies and gentlemen, I did just put Scott Micklin on the spot, but he came through with flying colors, didn't he? Seriously, the cut and run. You know what? I'm going to leave this relationship. Again,
professional or personal,
right.
I can do better. And you probably will. You'll probably find
grass
something
is always
better.
Greener.
Grass is always greener. That's because the neighbors take better care of their lawn, but that's a different story.
It's a septic tank, but okay.
That's another story. Write that down. We'll cover that.
Okay.
But seriously, the same, after a time, after that glow wears off, the same problems will come about. So cut and run, I mean, sometimes it's appropriate. I'm not anybody's judge, but you're right. So many relationships end that probably didn't have to if they would just realize, hey, wait a minute, it's not happy. I'm not happy right now, but better days are coming, especially if I do my part. So I'm gonna double down on my commitment to this relationship, to this person, to this workplace, what have you. I'm going to do my part to get it to a better place. Hopefully they'll reciprocate. And you know what? In not too long a time, yeah, we're back to the dedication commitment. So just wanted to, you know, during these holiday times when stress is higher than normal, perhaps, and, you know, a word could be said, a deed could be done, a look could be given that might spell the demise of a relationship. And that's a shame. In most cases, that's a shame. So, folks, please remember, dedication commitment, strive for that, but constraint commitment, build that into your relationship as well.
Good advice. Very good. Ron, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Scott. Thank you.
Good to have you here. Committed every Wednesday.
Committed.
We'll see you next week.
People say I should be committed, but
that's another show, too. I know. That's true. We'll see you next week.
Thanks, Scott.
Thank you. This is KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.